Barry for Everton. Lukaku. Barry again. Played towards the left, and Eto let the ball run towards Leighton Baines, who's done well to win it back. He has, and got it into Lukaku, who's laid it off outside the penalty area for Samuel Eto. Shot at goal. Well, it was always running through to the keeper easily enough, and no problems for Spironi in the Crystal Palace goal.
Yeah, just got a slight deflection. I think we took this thing at the short.
Gareth Barry. His ball is cut out easily by Joe Ledley. Given away, though, immediately won back by Everton. Now maybe they can play Christian Atsu in. He's inside the penalty area. He's gone round the keeper, but he hits it into the side netting. Well, it was wonderful, tricky feet from Christian Atsu. Maybe he could have got a shot away before he tried to take it round the keeper. But nevertheless, it was almost a bit of winged wizardry. And Christian Atsu, looking to score on his full debut, hits the side netting. Now Gareth Barry turning back towards the halfway line and then flicking the ball inside for McCarthy. Osman, he's released Lukaku, he's got a run on goal. Lukaku scores for Everton! Romelu Lukaku played in so wonderfully well to the edge of the penalty area. He then had the pace and the power to shake off Delaney and put himself in a one-on-one situation with Spironi, and he took the chance and slotted it past the keeper into the park end net. It was a wonderful flick into his path from Osman, and Romelu Lukaku did the rest. Everton 1, Crystal Palace 0. Corner right-hand side, it's the first of the afternoon. It's the 13th minute of the game, and it's Everton that lead by a goal to nil. Corner played short in the end, and Samuel Eto with a great turn inside the penalty area drills one in. Chance for Lukaku, still a chance. He couldn't get it out of his feet and get the shot in the end, and Crystal Palace smuggle it away, but Everton immediately have it back. Distan, Jagielka, Barry lifts it into the penalty area off the head of Delaney. Samuel Eto just miscued his shot, and off his left foot it goes behind for a goal kick.
Yeah, good corner kick between a shot, one of his great skill from Samuel Eto, who got half a yard.
Here's Gareth Barry as Everton build again from the halfway line. Clip forward to Atsu, he's got him behind Joel Ward. Atsu on the edge of the penalty area into Osman. Good first time shot from Leon Osman, and well held in the end by Spironi.
It was good play from Atsu.
Howard has come penalty. And has conceded a penalty. Well, you heard the concern in Graham Sharp's voice. Immediately that ball went into the penalty area and allowed, was it McCarthy to get the run inside the box, and Tim Howard brought him down because he wasn't going to get there, Tim Howard, and unfortunately James McCarthy has gone over Tim Howard, and the referee deems that to be a spot kick.
Yeah, really, really sloppy from Everton.
We said they'd be reliant on set pieces, etc. Well, now they've got a spot kick, and it's Jedinak, the skipper, from 12 yards at the Gladys Street end. Come on, Tim Howard. Jedinak steps up and puts it high into the net. Howard goes the wrong way. That is a good penalty, and that is Crystal Palace back on level terms via the skipper, Neil Jedinak, the Australian international, scores from the spot, and Everton are pegged back at one apiece. Jedinak's ball crossfield towards Bolasie, who brings it down under control on his right foot, then gets the better of Stones initially into the penalty area, puts the ball back, chance for a shot on the turn, appeals for handball. It was Joe Ledley's shot that was blocked inside the penalty area. Strong handball appeals from him. Everton have cleared as far as Lukaku.
Crowded out.
Atsu now for Everton. He's given it away. Ledley feeds Bolasie. Bolasie outside the box. Shot takes a deflection, hits the crossbar, comes out to Campbell. And Campbell not flagged offside, and the ball cleared by Leighton Baines.
Oh, what a let-off that is.